EU foreign policy chief Javier Solana told a group of reporters that talks between world powers and Iran will, quote, very likely be held October 1st in Turkey. Turkey is seen as an ideal host, says co-executive director of the British-American Information Security Council, Paul Ingram, because not only is it a member of NATO, but it has economic and energy ties to Iran.
Turkey is very keen to play a mediating role between the West and Iran. I think it's keen to be seen to be a player, and I think it's probably quite a good thing that the West has chosen to take Turkey up on its offer to play this sort of role.
In the past, Solana has led negotiations between Iran and Western global powers. He represents six powers: Britain, France, Germany, China, Russia, and now the United States. The United States has not had official diplomatic relations with Iran since 1980, but U.S. President Barack Obama called for Iran to discuss its disputed nuclear program with world powers by the end of September, and Iran has welcomed talks. But Iranian President Ahmadinejad says he will not discuss Iran's right to have a nuclear program. The Islamic Republic insists that its nuclear activities are for the generation of electricity. Ingram says disputes over Iran's nuclear sovereignty should not dissuade hopes of progress between the two sides.
The fact that Iran has resisted direct talks over its nuclear program is to be regretted. But nevertheless, I think the timing's good. I think it's very positive that Iran is both engaging in these talks and that the West is treating seriously this desire for Iran to talk about these global moves.
Solana says the West policy will be to offer Iran incentives to abandon a nuclear weapons program while maintaining its stance on further sanctions if Iran does not clarify specifics related to its nuclear program. Mr. Ahmadinejad brushed off the threat of UN sanctions, particularly on petrol imports. Although oil-rich Iran is OPEC's second-largest oil exporter, it does not have the refining capabilities to meet its domestic demand. In order to move away from the threat of sanctions, Ingram advises the Obama administration to use this meeting as an opportunity to build a partnership with Iran.
I think that these talks have an opportunity to convince the Iranians that they are partners in a global effort to handle these technologies, rather than the strategy that the West has adopted up to now, which is to see Iran as a unique example of a country that needs to suffer particular controls that other countries don't.
The October talks will follow the September 24th UN Security Council meeting on nuclear nonproliferation and disarmament that will be chaired for the first time by a U.S. president. Jessica Devereaux for VOA News, Cairo.